You are listening to the One Desire Church podcast, a culture of faith, hope, and love.
Not what's been done to me, but what Jesus has done for me. I am not, and it is for peace. Peace. How many times do we see the word peace during the holidays? Peace is something that we see over and over and over again. So a couple quick definitions of the word peace. It's freedom from disturbance, quiet and tranquility. Freedom from or the cessation of war or violence. This idea of peace. I want you to stop for a moment and just in your own mind, ask the question and in your own heart, when have I been at peace? When have I been at peace? Do you have that moment that you can remember, a place, a time, people you were with? What were your surroundings when you felt like to the very core of your being at peace? Take a moment. Where was that place that you were at peace? What was going on? For me, sometimes it's when my kids are asleep and the house is quiet. Peace. There are those times where I feel like I'm always fighting and I'm trying to achieve peace. There's all of this noise. There's all of this stuff that's keeping me from entering into this room, this space of peace. You ever feel that? Just that churning on the inside of just stuff I've got to do, my to-do list, whether it's chores around the house or projects at work or complications and friction within relationships in my life. There's so many things that take me to that point of realizing peace is yet to be experienced. I might be experiencing it to some extent, some form or fashion right now, but there is a deeper peace that I want to enter into. Everybody got a place of peace you can think of? That place of peace that you've been in, where there's just that calm, that quiet, everything just kind of goes away. If you have your scriptures, Isaiah chapter 9, I want to read this again as a reminder of who Jesus is to us. And when I say, and when you say that the Christmas season is about peace, or we open up that Christmas card from someone, or we sing a Christmas carol, our next thought is peace. What is it? Is it alive? Is it growing? Is it moving forth? Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, say it with me, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and the what? Peace. There will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal or the passion, the fire of the Lord of hosts will do this. Have you ever asked, where is the peace right now? Okay, Jesus, it's been 2,000 years. A couple thousand years before you came, there was this promise of peace was going to come. And sometimes our definition of peace is left a little lacking when we look at our lives and we look at the world and we try to reconcile what it's supposed to actually look like and where it's supposed to go. If you've ever asked that question, where is peace and what is peace really all about in my life? You're not the first person to do that. You're not the first person to read this passage of scripture on a Christmas morning and to ask the question, where is peace in my life, in my family's life, in the world around me? All I see is the absence of peace. I want to share a story from Mr. Longfellow and a hymn that he wrote that incorporates this idea of peace and a struggle that he went through as he looked at his life and the lack of peace in his life.
It was a long, cold winter of 1863. The war between the states raged mercilessly. Antietam, Vicksburg, Gettysburg, Chickamauga. Sons, fathers, and brothers from Mississippi to Maine had not come home for Christmas, and many would never return. Poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow sat in Cambridge, Massachusetts, pondering the state of the world around him. Longfellow had been widowed for 2 years since his wife's dress tragically caught fire, and his son, Charles, was now seriously wounded, having been injured on December 1st by a Confederate bullet at the Battle of New Hope Church. As he sat nursing his son on the long road to recovery, listening to the church bells pealing forth Christmas tidings, he struggled with the message of the angels proclaiming, "Peace on earth, goodwill towards men." And he took up his pen and wrote.
Yeah.
within the Hebrew tradition, there was this greeting of peace. It was shalom, God's peace, God's wholeness, God's completeness in your life, your whole person, in your mind, your body, and your soul. Jesus said peace over and over again throughout the Gospels. And right before he leaves this earth, right before he is crucified in John chapter 14, verse 25 through 27, let's read this together. This is what he speaks to his disciples. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Jesus says peace right before he leaves his disciples. In their mind, their perspective was that Jesus was the king, he was the Messiah, and he was going to bring peace. But there was a little bit of a different perspective of how that peace was going to come. Because in their time, in their culture, peace was made not by one dying on a cross, but by the one who was doing the killing on the cross. Rome had peace to the world, but it was peace through what? It was peace through power. Thousands of crosses throughout Jerusalem and Israel brought peace to that region. And it was peace through the military might. And they were looking to Jesus as their military ruler and not the one who was going to bring peace through what? Through sacrifice. Peace through love. Peace through giving of oneself. Peace. Today it's very easy for us to look at the world, to look at our nation, to look at our family, to look at our community, and to think the way that the early disciples thought, believing that Jesus was going to come and to bring peace through the Lord and through the cross, letting others die on the cross. And yet Jesus comes and brings peace to the world through his self-sacrifice. Peace comes. So growing up, my definition of peace was very much when someone bigger came into the situation and made everybody behave. Being the oldest of six children, there were a lot of opportunities for us not to behave. And when did peace come into those moments when I was fighting with my brothers or with my friends in the neighborhood? It came when someone who was bigger and stronger than I was spoke into that situation and oftentimes had some weight or a little bit of power threatening something bad happening if I did not respond. Again, peace coming through the hand of might and power. And yet Jesus here in the lives of his disciples looks at them and speaks peace over and over and over again to their troubled hearts, to those places and those situations in their lives where they were off base just a little bit and uncertain of what was going to take place next, because what they assumed was going to take place next was actually going to be translated into something that they had not expected. They didn't expect. Jesus' words as he is with his disciples in John chapter 20, very simple. Three times in this chapter, Jesus says, "Peace be with you." This is after he's died and he's resurrected. Peace be with you. This morning I want to give us just a few minutes to pause and to allow Jesus's peace to be with me. Jesus said, not as the world views peace and understands peace do I give you, but a different way of peace, God peace, peace through the Holy Spirit, that rule and reign of Jesus' kingdom in our lives. So let's just all close our eyes for a few moments here during this time and in this space, and to say yes to Jesus' peace. Peace of a different kind, peace of a different way. Peace that responds to conflict, to war, to fighting, to friction, in a way that is surprising and shocking. Peace be with you. If you have a situation or a circumstance that's come to mind where you are fighting and struggling and feel at war, where that lack of peace is, right now, Jesus, we just ask you to speak through your Spirit into our hearts and into our lives and into those situations, those relationships, those places of friction and pain. We ask that the same power and life that Longfellow had in that moment of looking at the despair and destruction of his family and the world that he knew, yet being able to hold on in his heart to peace in a beautiful way. Jesus, we thank you, you're a Prince of Peace, and we welcome your Lordship and your Kingship in each of our lives. Not just something that we have mental assent to, but something that is alive and well in our hearts and that we live out in our relationships and the world around us. We thank you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand.
Thanks for listening to the One Desire Church podcast. For information on gathering times and how you can support the podcast, please visit onedesirechurch.org.